You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pine from Newstalk ZB.
Right, Blues Brumbies, Eden Park, two plays three, live commentary on Gold Sport and iHeartRadio. No issues the last time out for the Blues when they faced the Force a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Rico Ioane now for AJ Lamb, gets the legs free and the body free and everything free. Free into the defence and over the line, 50 up for the Blues.
Blues head coach is Vern Cotter, who's with us now. You're coming off the bye, Vern, after that win a couple of weeks ago. How have you managed your team's time between the last game 2 weeks ago and your clash against the Brumbies tonight?
Yeah, first of all, the bye came at the right time. Players were tired. It had been a long run with a trip to Japan, a couple of trips to Australia. So really it was about freshening up, and the guys came in on Monday with a lot of energy and drive. And I think just having those last three wins against Crusaders, Moana and the Force helped confidence. I think they went away with no rocks in their feet or in their shoes and came back with a clear mind and fresh body to prepare for this Brumbies game.
What about rocks in the shoes of the coaching staff? Six wins, one loss. Are you where you wanted to be when the bye rolled around?
Yeah, no, I think we are. And I think we're getting challenged in the right places. I think the Hurricanes game was good for us. We went down there and although we adapted, I think we came off second best and got us to work and focus on a few things to improve our game. We get challenged again tonight with the Brumbies, and they're a well-rounded team, well-balanced, very strong up front, but quite hard to break down. There's no easy, obvious access points to them. We just have to be tough, I think, around certain parts of the game, especially up front.
Just looking back at your last couple of games, Moana Pacifica and the Force, 47 points against Moana Pacifica, 50 against the Force. You conceded 8 against Moana Pacifica, just 3 against the Force. What pleases you more, Vern, the fact that you're scoring a heap of tries or that your opposition are not?
Yeah, I think there's probably a couple of things in the game that we're pleased about. I think we're probably developing what we call our rugby and becoming quite clear about how we need to go about things and adapt in certain situations. So defensively, we're happy with that. We'll get challenged every week, and that's an ongoing sort of question mark. Are we up? Are we ready? Have we prepared well? And we'll see through our defence, which is our attitude. So there's a lot of things that get ticked off around the defensive record. I think from an offensive ball in hand point of view, I think we're probably able now to shift the ball a couple of passes to width. Our counter-attack is something we've developed and worked on, and that always helps with a good defence. So there's a few positive things coming around our game, and I think the players are becoming more comfortable with it. So, it's all good.
You talked about the Brumbies, and I think for the first time in about a month or so, you come up against a side who are themselves in pretty good form. You talked about how there aren't too many access points. How have you planned for this one tonight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. It looks like the weather's not going to be particularly flash, and I think it'll come down to just simple things, basic rugby skills around handling and holding the ball and making sure we play at the right end of the field. But the big emphasis will be on the big boys up front, making sure that we get go forward and can play and keep the ball in front of them. And there'll be an arm wrestle around Maul from line out. There'll be an arm wrestle at ruck time and at scrum time. And I just think that we just need to be fully focused on that for 80 minutes, because they're not going to go away. They're a tough team, and we'll just have to keep at them.
How long will Stephen Petafetta be out for?
Yes, thanks, Steve. Steve's, look, he was in the gym all this week. I can see him adding more weight onto the bar, so I think he's improving rapidly. And we're hoping it's probably only a couple of weeks away before he's back on the field.
And Finlay Christie, what's the situation there?
Yeah, same thing. He's got a niggle, groin niggle that he's had in the past, so we're being very, very careful around it. So we've put him on rehab, and he's doing little bits and pieces. He's obviously still around the team and very involved in how we prepare and what we do. Both of them are the great team men, so he'll slowly come back. Both of them will come back in just when they're ready. And I think Finn might be a little bit longer, a week or two longer than Stephen.
All right. There's a couple of guys who have All Blacks aspirations, and there are many in your team, Vern, who do. Do you talk to your players about being All Blacks?
No, really, we don't. We're process-driven around what we're doing each day to get better and prepare for the team that we're playing on that Saturday or Friday or whatever it is in the weekend. So And everything, you know, if we get things right, well, then obviously selections will come from it. But first of all, start playing well, prepare well, look after yourself. And, you know, these things, we know there's certain players that are being looked at, and hopefully we can bring some others through, you know, that perhaps no one's considered just yet. But I'm really happy with the way the boys are working together and helping each other to become better. And, you know, and if we can do that, hopefully we'll get a few with silver ferns on.
Do you think Hoskins, Satutu, has a chance to be an All Black again this year?
Oh, I love Hoskins and the work he does. Like, he brings another. How would you say? He brings something a little bit extra to everybody around the team with his skill set and his, you know, physical attributes. He certainly gives a lot more opportunity and richness to our game around what he can achieve. And he's a good line-out forward. I mean, he's working on certain things around his collision area, but look, he's got such a wide palette of skill and his ability to help the team and wide channels close in and everywhere has been, you know, he's really impressed me.
I look at your last four games of the season. I know you go week to week, but you look at your last four, they're all derbies. In consecutive weekends, you host the Hurricanes and the Highlanders, then visit the Crusaders and the Chiefs. That is tough, man. Are you starting to think about how you manage what will be a pretty challenging month?
Yeah, I think we've got that in the back of our minds. We've got to do what we need to do for each game that we get to. And when we get to those, we'll do what we can and obviously be things out of our control. But the ones within, yeah, we need to be sharp on how we prepare and train, how we recover and all those sorts of things and try and get ourselves in the best position possible. But our first objective is to qualify. And if we can qualify, you know, obviously if you get in the top four, that's an advantage. But our big driver is just becoming better all the time. So when we get to these knockout games, if we get to them, and hopefully we'll keep striving forward so that we can, you know, we'll be in the best condition possible.
How are you enjoying being Blues head coach?
Loving it. Great group of guys. Yeah, privileged to be there. Really enjoying it.
Have there been any surprises, or is it what you expected?
Yeah, there's been, I mean, good surprises. You know, they're a good bunch of guys. They've got real charisma and they love their jersey and love their province. They love their you know, franchise. Love everything associated around it. So, you know, they're authentic, they're genuine, and I really appreciate that and enjoy what they're doing around the game and most importantly they want to do better. They want to do well.
Well, things are going pretty well for you at the moment, Vern. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us on match day. All the best against the Brumbies tonight.
Man, thank you very much. Cheers, point.
Cheers, Vern Cotter there. Blues head coach. Tonight, just after 7, it is 2v3. Blues Brumbies Eden Park. Following that, Force Crusaders. Wood and Spoon Battle, 9:35 in Perth. Full commentary of both games on Gold Sport and iHeartRadio.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pine, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.